Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. One person was killed in a hotel fire in Nome yesterday. KNOM reports that the city of Nome has not released the identity of the victim killed in a fire that damaged Nome's Polaris Hotel. The hotel fire was brought under control last night, about 15 hours after it broke out in a liquor store on the hotel's first floor early yesterday. The City of Nome Fire Department was on scene in about 5 minutes. Nome Fire Department Lieutenant Kevin Knowlton says the building is compromised, but no adjacent structures were harmed. According to a press release from the City of Nome, the origin of the fire is still unknown. The State Fire Marshal's office has been called in and is expected to be on scene today to investigate. Fairbanks police are investigating a murder on the city's east side last night. A police department release says officers responded to an area near the intersection of the Old Steese Highway and College Road at around 7 p.m. after receiving a report of a dead person. The release says officers found a man alive but unresponsive, and paramedics transported the victim to the hospital where he later died. Police say the victim's identity is being withheld pending notification of family. They add that although the death is being investigated as a homicide, there's no continued threat to the public. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch says FPD expects to release additional information about the case later this morning. It's the eighth murder in the city so far this year, topping the seven homicides which occurred in Fairbanks last year. Other peak years include 2012, when there were five murders, and 2014, when there were four. The state of Alaska is suing Purdue Pharma. Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth alleges the company engaged in deceptive practices in the sale of the opioid drug OxyContin. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Attorney General Lindemuth says Purdue misled Alaska doctors about OxyContin.
Purdue overstated the benefits of their drug and understated its risks, in violation of Alaska's Unfair Trade Practices and Consumer Protection Act.
Lindemuth says the state decided to pursue its own lawsuit rather than just join other states in a federal lawsuit because it wanted to enforce Alaska's strong state consumer protection laws.
Where it's such an important issue for Alaska, we think that we need to be out front and pursuing those claims ourselves and having a direct role on how those claims are investigated here in Alaska and how those claims are pursued going forward.
Lindemuth says Purdue used medical professionals who worked to appear neutral in promoting the drug to Alaska prescribers.
These deceptive tactics and false statements have contributed to Alaska's opioid epidemic and worsened the crisis.
95 people in Alaska died last year from overdoses that included opioids. Alaska's drug overdose rate is above the national average. Lindemuth says Alaska could also sue other drug makers and distributors. For its part, Purdue responded in an email saying, quote, "We vigorously deny these allegations and look forward to the opportunity to present our defense." The lawsuit doesn't say exactly how much money the state is seeking from Purdue, but it does say the state is seeking $25,000 for each violation of the State Unfair Trade Practices Act. And with one state attorney saying there could be thousands of violations, the total would be more than $50 million. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Funding for the federal low-income children's health insurance program known as CHIP expired at the end of September. Alaska Public Media reports that if Congress does not renew it, several states are projected to run out of money by the end of the year. In Alaska, the issue isn't so urgent. The Division of Healthcare Services says the state has enough money to continue funding its CHIP program called Denali Kid Care until April. In Congress, both parties say they want to renew it, and the House is expected to vote on its bill this week. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California blames Democrats for dragging their feet.
Even though we know a timeline is about to hit a number of states, that they cannot wait for a lack of action here.
House Democrats take issue with the offsets, meaning the cuts the bill would make elsewhere to pay for children's insurance. The House CHIP bill would cut a public health fund established by the Affordable Care Act. It would also shorten the grace period for people to pay for plans they buy under the ACA. And the bill would increase Medicare premiums for seniors earning more than $500,000 a year. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Republicans are willing to sacrifice public health to pay for CHIP, but aren't requiring such sacrifices to pay for tax cuts.
So tax cuts for the rich don't have to be offset. They can increase the deficit. Children's health, which is has its own benefit to our economy has to be paid for by other children's health.
The Senate's CHIP bill does not specify offsets. Unless both chambers move their bill soon, children's health insurance could get wrapped into year-end spending negotiations. The Arctic Winter Games will add two new sports for the 2020 event. A committee comprised of representatives from nine circumpolar regions, including Alaska, which organized the biennial youth sporting event, says archery and freestyle skiing have been added for the 2020 Games, which will be held in Whitehorse, Yukon. The new sports will join 19 other events, including traditional indigenous games and numerous indoor and outdoor sports ranging from gymnastics to dog mushing. A release announcing the addition of archery and freestyle skiing for the 2020 Games says a new policy developed in 2016 allows the committee to add sports for each edition of the Games. The next Arctic Winter Games will be contested this coming March in the Northwest Territories communities of Hay River and Fort Smith. I'm Dan Bross.